This is the M-Bomb Effect. M-Bomb.
Look at this guy. What the hell happened to his eye? He looks insane.
Omen.
I will tell my son this. You better make sure she comes.
Ghost.
It's like going back to Compton's with a Tomb Raider.
Austin Dash.
He eats you alive. Have you not seen Mermaid?
Andrea.
He called her over to use her body to masturbate himself.
Streaming live from YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and TheMBombEffect.com. The M-Bomb Effect starts now.
Yo, what is going on? Welcome to the M-Bomb Effect. We are here live in studio in the ROC. Baby! Oh, Ghost with it already. And so was DJ Primal in the listener side. So we're going to give it to him also. And the sound effect board is frozen. It's not working well with us right now. It's giving us the old razzle dazzle. As Ghost, you're wrestling that boom arm there, I see.
Right? Yeah.
So
it was all fucking janked up.
Well, how did that happen?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Probably a... Dash.
Yeah, you know, well, he's not here tonight.
No.
He's not. Yeah, so unfortunately, we gave it another week because he had the old vid last week, and he asked us. He said, should I come through? He felt better, and I said, no, let's hold off because, you know, it's better to play it safe than sorry. Yeah,
but good on him for asking and not just assuming.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Well, it was, you know, the camera was on Ghost because he was talking.
Literally.
He was talking. He had like a genie.
Yeah.
He said poof. Genie. Yeah. Let's play the sound effect because Ghost and DJ Primal got the fly today. Omen, how do you feel about that?
Holy shit! DJ Primal got in here and flew.
Yeah, he did. He's in there.
Good for you, boy.
See, he says, "Let's go! I flew today." So there you have it. We have crumbs and critiques. CP Studio saying, finally make it in for a full episode. We're happy to have you here, buddy. So, hope you enjoy the show. We have a lot to talk about tonight. I tell you right now, we have a strange saloon tonight.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm excited because this is the first one in a while. Plus, it's holiday or Halloween season.
Yes, it's the spooky season. I just watched that new Pet Sematary Bloodlines movie.
The new one?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How was it?
It's pretty good.
Oh. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard bad things about the new one, the remakes and all that.
I thought it was good.
Mm. All right, boys, and to all the fans out there listening and watching, let's do a cheers and skull.
I opened up the wrong drink. But
that's okay.
That's okay.
All right, here we go.
Salud.
Skull and join us. Responsible.
Grab
happy
a drink.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Happy Saturday.
Goddamn Saturday.
How the hell is everyone doing?
I hate it here.
What, here?
No, not here. But.
No, just in general. This is the dojo, man.
Dojo.
Yeah. No, this place I love.
I'm loving the new decor that we got in here.
It's getting spooky in here.
And we got the pumpkin up there, the jack-o'-lantern. We got the pumpkins here.
Yep.
Little
blue moon over Omen's head over there.
Yep. Yeah. Switching things around.
You should put a blue moon next to it.
Ooh,
like a drink.
Yeah.
The Blue Moon drink. That
should.
That would look good.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Can we get an enlarged bottle of like Blue Moon just to sit there? Can we get that? Hey, do they do, what do you call it? A keg? A keg.
Ooh.
Maybe. That would make more sense, right?
Blue Moon, those
oh, guys. Yeah, like a mini
like how
keg.
Like how Heineken does it?
Yeah, I like those. I never bought one, but I would like one.
I always wanted to buy one, but I never liked Heineken.
No, you didn't like it?
No.
I haven't had one in a while.
Well, I don't mind Heineken, but when I found out they supported dogfighting.
Wait, what?
No, they had their banners advertised in a dog pit.
Nice.
All right.
You know
well,
what? I like Heineken a lot better. No, I'm just kidding.
I found one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you found a dogfighting?
No, God.
Is
a Blue Moon pony keg.
Ooh, a pony keg.
Pony
yeah.
keg. A pony keg.
$150.
DJ Primal says, tired from a 51 work week of overnight shifts. Well, dude, Jeez. Now it's time to kick off those
work boots,
tired work boots, and grab yourself a beautiful bottle or whatever it is you indulge drinking. In.
Yes. Whatever your poison is, grab it, join us, get dirty with us.
Let's get strange, let's get weird, let's get dirty, let's get down. Because, boy, there's a thing that I want to talk about right now, but I'm waiting until Andrea gets back in that seat because there's a documentary out right now about McCamey Manor. And my wife and I watched that today, and I have a lot to talk about. Whoa. And I cannot wait till Andrea comes back into studio. She's very busy this month. She's doing a lot of haunts this year, as always. So when she gets back in,
she's doing good. We kind of creeped in on her and see what she was up to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
We are going to be releasing a video soon. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun. I have some editing to do. Life's been crazy right now, so I haven't really got to it yet. But next week, I got to say, we're not going to be on live next week because there's also another thing that we have going on. Not saying exactly what.
But you're going to like it.
But you're going to like it. Ah,
and if you don't, you're going to anyways.
You're going to anyways.
Yeah. Even if you don't like it, you're going to like it.
Brute force.
You're going to
fucking
take it.
You're going to fucking take it, and that's it. It's been a wild week. Been a wild few months, I should say. A whole year.
Yeah, this year in general has just been off. Things have been getting thrown at us left and right.
Well, it's almost over.
Fucking, no. Everything just feels scripted, and it just feels like it just keeps piling on shit. And I'm just like...
Like a WWE scenario.
It just seems so fake. It's like...
We're playing Cyberpunk for the 10th time. You can't even be surprised
when shit hits the fan anymore. You're just like, oh.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I guess I'm dealing with that now. I guess
that's some DLC.
That's happening.
Yeah, DLC. Speaking of Cyberpunk, an interesting thing happened. A deceased Cyberpunk 2077 voice actor was replaced with an AI after family's permission via Bloomberg.
After family's permission?
Yeah, well, because, someone who passed away.
Yes. He did voice acting in the game.
Yeah.
But then later passed away, and they came out with a DLC.
So they took all the samples of his voice that they had and ran it through a generator, and now it's doing that.
Yep.
With his voice.
With his family's permission.
That's a good thing, though.
Do they still get paid royalties?
That's a good question.
I would assume so.
You would assume so, but isn't that...
Is
that
cut down?
Maybe.
But...
I mean, for all we know, that's probably why they agreed to do it.
Right.
I feel like that's a gray area.
You
got to
get something out of that. It's still
because they're still using...
Legacy.
His likeness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a gray area, though, right? Because it's an AI.
Very gray.
I know, boy. That's a weird one. That's very cyberpunkish to include.
You do, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Very cyberpunk.
That definitely fits the game.
Very on brand. So
the very correct way to go about it, I guess.
And they're already working on their next game.
That's crazy.
Nice. Yeah. So hopefully, it has a better launch than this one.
Yeah, I feel like the launch could have been better, obviously, but I do like the fact that they actually put in the work and the time to.
It took a while, but
it did. It took almost 3 years.
Yeah.
Almost?
Yeah.
Because it launched in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So almost 3 years. Yeah, we've waited this
long. And mind
you,
it was made available to older generation consoles.
Right.
Meaning the PS4.
But that was never a really good idea to do.
No. Because I got it on PS4.
I've tried, when I had the PS3 and then PS4 was coming out, and I was like, oh, I'm going to get PS4 games on the PS3, and it's just like they just weren't playing as good. They were choppy. No.
Yeah.
Graphics were downgraded. I noticed different. Yeah, it's not good.
Crumbs and Critiques.
This game was a nightmare.
Yeah, it was
when it released.
Crumbs and Critiques says unlikely.
That's what I heard.
They probably received some payment for being able to use his voice going forward, and now own the copyrights to his voice. I can see
unless
that.
It was only a one time thing.
Right, if it was a one time thing,
as far as I know, it was only for a small portion of the DLC they just came out with.
Yeah.
But unless he's in a future game and they use it, then maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good question, man. I'm actually very curious to see if anyone has a good answer, like the most on-point answer about that.
Yeah.
Again, AI is very gray, especially with voice. And they did the right thing by going to the family and said, hey,
I'm glad they did.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just being dirty and being like, fuck you, and use it anyway.
This. Yeah.
That's a lawsuit waiting to
happen. Yeah, you don't want that. So it's not good. It's bad enough we have people scamming little old ladies with the voice acting and all that, or voice AI voice and all that.
Yep.
But, I think they went about that the right way. Speaking of video games, there's a huge controversy that's happening right now. I think we all know what I'm talking about, and that
Have you heard?
Yeah, have you heard?
Have you heard the word?
The word? I don't believe I have.
Okay.
Depends on which game that's coming out that you're talking about.
It's multiple games.
It's not even about games coming out.
It's more than that.
It's about Microsoft being horrible.
Horrible people.
Disgusting. Greedy.
So.
Cunts.
Whoa, Jesus.
You dropped the C word.
Microsoft had had an acquisition lately, Omen, and it was of a couple
of.
You did not hear about
this. What Microsoft has been up to.
Microsoft just now owns Call of Duty, Diablo, Overwatch, Spyro.
What?
Crash.
All of it.
Tony Hawk.
What?
Anything under Activision.
Damn.
Or
Blizzard. Or King.
Like Candy Crush.
I'm not familiar with King.
Candy Crush mobile
games. Oh, actually, I think King makes some of my games on my phone.
So
you want to know how much they paid for this deal?
$50 billion.
$69 billion.
Oh, that's close.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
So these are some of the gaming series you're seeing here right now on the screen. Xbox has acquired now Activision, Blizzard, and King, which means games like Overwatch, Diablo, Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, Candy Crush, and StarCraft.
And others.
And others, obviously. This is just a small portion. Belong to Microsoft now.
Yeah.
So now the question is are they going to really screw Sony and the players of PlayStation in this acquisition?
Yes.
Not with Call of Duty, at least. At least not for 10 years. Nope. Because they signed a deal... keeping it for 10 years.
Yeah.
That was their one thing.
I'm okay anyways. Cold War was my last one.
I'm good on Call of Duty.
And everyone out there, please hit reacts if you're listening to us and watching us on Facebook and all that. And don't forget, we have a phone line, 855-MBOMB-19. 855-622-5619 is our number. Give us a call. What are your thoughts on this? A little interested to see what everyone else's thoughts are on this, because I saw some tribal comments going on about this situation, saying, oh, you're a Sony fanboy if you don't like this. This is a really good thing happening right now in the gaming world. I don't see that as the best thing.
It's just a huge division.
Exactly.
It's just pinning one thing against the other when we can just...
It's like politics.
We don't even need
freaking
different consoles. We can have one console that fucking can play all that, but it's all about competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And look, whose is better?
Like, we're all gamers here. Why the hell do we want to see somebody, a fellow gamer, not be able to enjoy the same experience as you do just because they have a different console? It just doesn't make any sense.
Like, I love that PlayStation has Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But I hate the fact that PC users have to wait 3, 4, maybe 5 years before they're able to play it.
It's facts.
And Xbox not even being able to.
Yeah, it's true. We'll never be on Xbox.
I mean, unless they stream it via Steam.
Yeah.
But
right.
Which they can.
They can, yeah.
Same
if they
with
want
God
to.
Of War. So technically they're not even really exclusives.
There's workarounds, right?
Yeah.
Except for
And there's no workarounds for Microsoft exclusives for PlayStation
users. No, there's not.
No.
No, because if you wanted to play Starfield?
Yep.
If you wanted to play Starfield on PlayStation, you can't.
No,
ever.
You can't.
Not even close.
The next Fallout.
Nope.
Elder Scrolls.
That's what's gonna suck.
Yeah. I don't see this being a good thing. I mean, this is, when you see, you would call it a monopolization at this point.
Yes.
A monopoly.
They're pretty much telling gamers, hey, if you want to play these games, you need to either buy our console or invest in our Game Pass.
Right. Which a lot of people already have.
Oh, yeah.
They have. Yeah. Crumbs and Critique says, they said the same thing about Bethesda games. Microsoft has the money to back out of these deals after a few years and pay a cost for a breaking contract. Kind of similar to what Disney did to NF when they removed all the Marvel content in favor of Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah.
That's, look, what's happening right now, and I'm not even talking about future, right now, it's not a good look. We see what's happening with, Elder Scrolls, right? They've already announced that Elder Scrolls is going to be exclusive to Xbox. Mm-hmm. It's not going to come to PlayStation. The people that played on PlayStation, like Skyrim and all
then
that,
screw. On top of it, it's going to be like online exclusive only.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't even think offline gaming is even there anymore.
They're trying.
It exists.
It exists. But.
Or if anything, it's being slowly eliminated.
Yeah.
And now,
I mean, most games already require an internet connection, at
which
least.
Which is dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. I make sure I have about 2 games on my phone that don't require internet to play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In case I go camping or something.
Right.
Yeah. And I just need something to, like, just something there to.
No, there's a bunch of, like, no Wi-Fi games you can play.
Right. Yeah.
And I think I have a pretty cool one. It's a defensive little tower game. It passes the time. It's fun as hell.
Austin's on with us. He says, what's up, guys? What's up, Dash Man?
Little Dash Man. What's up, buddy?
Dash Man. Yeah. You know, the Dash Man, he's out right now, obviously, but he will be back the next show. Dash Man always hitting
the Halloween Hangover.
Yeah, he will be on the Halloween Hangover, which is the next show.
Our next
show. Go to hell!
What the fuck is your goddamn issue? That's the Dash Man right there speaking in the...
It's like he's really here.
It's like he's really here. Without, he's not even... He doesn't even have to be here. Just
No, we used AI.
Now he's AI generated. God damn it, you beat me to it.
Oh, he just reached right for it.
Yeah. Great minds.
I don't care. I really don't care.
All right. Yeah, it's like he's actually here. Yeah. It's good enough.
It's good enough. We don't even need him anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Austin, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're fired, buddy.
You're gone.
You are being replaced by the soundboard.
Could you imagine?
See, technology wins
Shove
every time.
Shove it! Don't do it. I'm a virgin.
The Dash Man always coming up with a whole bunch of one-liners. Omen's got some one-liners, too. Austin, you got to get on that, man.
I have way more one-liners than that guy.
Oh, is that a shots fired?
That's shots fired.
The shots fired, isn't it? That's definitely shots.
That's a very shots
fired. If I were to comb through the old archives of the show, I'm sure I got a lot of good one-liners over the years.
Go away.
Shots fired.
Drinking one makes up. You forget.
I mean, it could. Well, I'll tell you, you know, not only did we talk about video games, we also talked last week about physical versus digital copies.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And now, Best Buy, out of all the places, are deciding to finally hang it up on physical copies of DVDs and Blu-ray discs. And other such
things. So what do? You go there and you buy a code for the movie or something?
I don't know.
Now, what about online?
That's a good question, because then I think you're diving into download only, right?
Yeah. Download it. It's on your hard drive. You watch it whenever.
I mean, you
as long possible. As you know, the world doesn't get EMP'd. And,
well, right? Yeah, that's, you know? That's a very...
Fucking, that's why I still like physical copies.
Thank you.
So, yes. Because, like, if the world gets EMP'd and then, like... You can still access the servers.
You're done.
Like not all technology will be affected. You'll find some, and some can be refurbished.
Yeah.
But
all those electric cars.
Yeah. Gone.
See, I think it's a good idea, but then there's still a chance of what was that?
Yo, you're on the M-Bomb Effect.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Oh, it's hey, the buddy. Dash Man. What was that noise in the beginning? We were wondering.
Yeah.
It was me.
Yeah, it sounded like you were having some issues, man. Are you okay? Are you feeling better now, buddy?
Yes, I'm feeling better now. No, me and my mom are making dirty cheeseburgers from... you ever heard of the TikToker, Men with the Pot?
No, but that's definitely Talk Slut right there.
Talk
there.
Slut. Yeah, she's a talk slut.
It is a bit of a talk slut.
Talk slut. Talk
watches,
slut.
Watches TikToks. It's, he does, like, outside cooking, and I bought one of his cookbooks, and we're making one of his burgers.
So a dirty son and his dirty mom making some beautiful dirty burgers.
Dirty burgers.
I think you know where this about to go.
Oh, no. Is Daisy in there?
Oh, no.
Oh, God. What happened?
I'm stuck.
Can you pull them apart, or you have to wait?
You have to wait.
You have to wait.
You might tear the insides out, you know? So, it's not good. Austin, you ready?
Sounds delicious.
At least we're drinking some good apple martinis, okay? So we're having some
we're having
a good time.
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't invite us? Oh, that's right.
Fucking fancy.
Yeah, it's fancy. It's so fancy.
You got dirty martinis and dirty burgers.
Dirty burgers.
Right? There you go. Yeah.
You're damn right I do.
You're a dirty slut, Austin.
Ooh.
My mom is the bomb.
Talk slut.
You sound like you've had a couple martinis.
Right?
That's my mom. She just gave you guys a little shout out.
Hey there.
Mama Dash, hey. How's it going?
Toxic piece of shit.
Hold on.
I think that was the wrong soundboard.
You're on speaker.
Erectile dysfunction. Wow. What's up with that?
Sound effect.
We're a menace.
All those you guys are a madhouse right now.
Always.
Oh, yeah, we are.
That's how we want it over here. I'm glad to hear that you guys are enjoying some apple martinis and you got some dirty burgers.
It sounds nice.
It does.
I could
We're
go
making
for...
some filthy, dirty burgers.
Ooh. That's my favorite kind. I do like the sound of that. It's beautiful.
Dirty
beautiful
burgers and apple martinis on the weekend.
Yeah. On Saturday.
Oh, wait. Don't forget about the tater tot.
You got to have the tots.
Now I got to ask, when are we ever going to see that nice, beautiful hot sauce being made again? Because it's so scrumptious.
Where's that hot sauce?
Oh, you want that? You want that ground beef hot sauce?
Oh, yes. I need the sauce
that we make.
I need your sauce.
We need that sauce.
The
special sauce.
We did they have it yet? No, wait. Well,
yes, we have.
We need to give them a batch. Yeah, we should. You guys want a batch?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, yes. I miss it. It
yes,
was good,
please.
Man.
We'll definitely send you some.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely bring it to you guys, all right?
No, please right, do, man. I want some of that nice sauce in my mouth as soon as possible.
That's what she said.
You know what I'm saying?
I hope it's so warm.
I want that meat, that
meat
spice.
Sauce. The meat sauce, Austin.
Yeah, the sauce.
Yeah.
Get some sauce.
It's not only sauce in your mouth. You got meat in your mouth,
you got
too.
Meat,
yeah.
You got it's sauce. Like
best of both worlds. Yeah.
The whole kit and caboodle, boys.
It may drip down your chin and stuff. It's okay.
It's okay. It's fine. It's what we want.
What napkins were for.
Do you want it hot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'd like some heat.
Like really hot?
Not like I need, not, I don't want it to burn twice, but the first burn's just good.
The first burn.
Okay, first burn. Got it.
First burn. I don't want it
got
to burn
covered.
Twice.
Omen wants it burning going in and coming out all
yep.
at the same time.
I don't like it when it burns going out. That's rare, but...
Medium rare or rare?
Medium.
Oh, okay.
Rare. Medium rare.
Medium rare, man.
Yeah.
Oh, always. Yeah.
I'll do medium or medium rare, depending.
Do a rare? Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that humming sound I'm hearing? I'm hearing hum. You hear that?
Maybe
everybody
we saw
hear?
A feedback from the phone.
Shouldn't be. It shouldn't
is
be.
Is it by me? I apologize.
No.
I don't know. It's just some... It's kind of soothing.
I don't hear it in the microphone. I hear it externally.
Oh,
right?
Boy.
No, yeah. It's in the microphone.
It's in the microphone?
No, it's in the microphone.
God damn.
Austin, you're fucking things up even when you're not here. God.
What's happening, dude?
Every I'm time. Sorry, man. No, I'm not even there.
Not even here.
Yeah.
That's okay. It might, yeah. But you're doing okay, Austin. You're surviving the vid.
Yes.
You're making things happen over there with the apple martinis, dirty burgers.
Making the foods.
Yeah.
Drinking the drinks.
Yeah, I'm feeling a hell of a lot better.
Good.
I think tomorrow is like my last day of being like, having to wear a mask, so I should be good.
Good.
By Monday, so I'm going to be good by the time I see you guys.
Yeah,
that's what I like to hear.
We're keeping it under wraps on the show, but you know what's happening next week, and you're going. Are you ready?
Oh, you know I'm dude. I'm fucking down.
Yeah,
I'm down
so
to clown.
So ready.
I've been waiting for a moment like this for a while. I'm very excited.
This is definitely an opportunity I didn't want to miss.
No, this is something we haven't done in a while.
Dude, I don't want to fucking miss this opportunity.
No, we don't want to miss it because it's an important thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm excited to make it happen. I'm just more excited to see what happens when you got new people in the scenario.
Yes, that
yes.
too.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. It'll be so cool, man.
Oh, hell yeah. Habits Have Teeth are on here with us. What's up, fam? What's up, Habits Have Teeth? Yeah, ooh.
Show me them teeth.
They were they're actually a Rock Hard alumnist. So I do have a little something to talk about in just a moment here about that. But Austin, what you got any last words for the fans out there listening to the Dash Man?
Just want to tell all of you guys, I love you guys. I'm doing okay, and just stay clean, stay hydrated, and stay safe out there.
I'll do what I want. Don't tell me what to do.
Ooh.
I don't know where my water is.
Uh-oh.
That's not good.
Don't make me bring the belt. I'll bring out the belt.
I'm the belt holder, okay? So
dun,
check
dun,
yourself,
dun.
Austin.
Bullshit! I don't see it on you.
Not for long, Ghost. Not for long.
Shots fired. That is a big shot fired. I don't think he heard that.
I don't know. I think Ghost is taking off his headphones.
No, I just ignore stupidity also.
Oh, God. That's belt. Look at him. He's got his title right now. You made him grab for it. Yeah. That beautiful championship belt. It's
that shiny, shiny belt.
Shiny. Is that upside down?
No, it's not.
Okay, it's hard to tell.
Undisputed champion.
Yeah, no, it's not. Okay. Yeah. Well, Austin, I don't know, man. Are you really gonna challenge Ghost for that? I mean, we saw what happened last time. You got
probably not until I get good at Mortal Kombat, but I will challenge him into like a speed run.
Oh, come on, Austin, we can play the new one.
Yeah.
Damn, he just threw down a speed run challenge.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's a speed run challenge. I don't know if that's gonna.
I'll speed run you in Mortal Kombat. How about that?
He would.
I can't speed run Mortal Kombat.
I would definitely believe.
I'll beat you in 10 seconds or less. How about that
noise?
What is it? Yeah,
I don't like that.
You're getting a weird reverb. I don't know if it's because we're taking a call right now.
I've never heard it before.
I haven't either.
Till now. And I think it's.
Hope Dashman's. It's not for me.
Yeah, it's Dashman.
Well, we'll find out when
we disconnect.
When we find out, we're talking to management. We're gonna have you fired.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna talk to the corporate.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I'm gonna have to email them.
Gonna go all the way up the ladder.
Oh, it's going way up to the CEO.
All the way up the ladder.
Yeah, they're not gonna like this.
Turns out it's just a cat.
God damn it.
Just a cat in an
office. Well, I apologize.
Oh, God, there.
Just bapping away at the keyboard.
Yep, bapping away. Well, Austin, it was good hearing from you.
Right. Yes.
It's good to hear that you're doing good.
Hey, I'm just glad I'm feeling much better than I was. Yeah.
That's what we want to hear, man.
Yeah. And we will see you. Well, they will see you next week. I will see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yes, they'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yes, absolutely, man.
That's right, because we're off next week.
Yes.
For some
extravaganza.
I will see you guys soon, all right?
All right, buddy. All right, take care.
Take it easy.
All right, stay safe.
Love you guys.
Love you too, brother.
Buddy.
Love you, bro.
Peace. That's the Dash Man, if you didn't know already.
Yes.
I'm still hearing humming, right? Hello? Hello?
Now it's only happening it's when you're microphone. Talking.
Is it my microphone?
Hang on, just 1 second. I just want to try something.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's yours.
How is it my microphone?
I don't know.
How the hell is that happening? There's something going on here, and I don't like that. What's going on here? I don't like that. That's bugging me out.
Has that just been a noise and we've just haven't been paying attention to it?
No, we would have noticed this.
It does feel like I don't know if the audience is hearing this noise that we're hearing in our headphones right now.
Hello, 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 yo. Can you hear better? Is it better?
Yeah, no, it's gone now.
Maybe it was the position. I know this thing's
the cord was loose or something.
I don't know, man. That's
too tight, too loose.
That's what she said. I'm trying to figure this out. Hello. Check, one, two. Hello.
No, it's gone.
It's gone. I think we fixed it.
It is gone.
Guys, we fixed it.
All you do is wiggle it around a little bit.
That's what she said.
Sometimes if it just isn't feeling right, just fucking just touch it for a minute.
Ooh, Justin Lee's on with us, Mr. Hart. He says, oh, shit, it's spooky season, bitches.
Oh, shit.
I hope the M-Bomb crew is doing well. We're doing fine, bud.
Doing all right.
I have a cat hat on.
Yeah.
Cat hat.
He does.
Cat hat.
He's been wearing
cat
that
the hat.
Since the past couple episodes.
Ghost in the cat hat.
It's my cat hat.
It's the cat hat.
He's got the cat hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catwoman fan?
Yeah. I mean, the movie was horrible.
Oh.
But
it'll get better when they
remake it. It is Halle Berry.
It'll get better when they remake it.
Yeah, when?
Never.
You know, take place in the same timeline as the new Joker movie.
Oh.
That'd be fun.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
We talked about Habits Have Teeth because they said, "What's up, fam?"
Yeah,
those are some cool guys, man. I gotta say, there's
a party with those guys.
Yeah, they're gonna. Don't worry, we're gonna get them in studio next time we do a Rock Hard with them. But this is their new single called "Doomsayer." Habits Have Teeth, Doomsayer, and there's an announcement happening here.
Oh, pow, pow, pow!
Stuff is happening.
It is, and I quote on their Facebook page, "How's everyone liking the new EP we dropped yesterday?" To go along with that, we are also collaborating with our homies at Dark Arts Clothing to release some limited edition merch. Be on the lookout in the next few days for the drop. Thank you, everyone, for the continued support. That's right, your boy with Dark Arts Clothing, collaborating with none other than Habits Have Teeth, and that is going to be released here in the coming days. I am excited for this, and yo, I mean, Habits Have Teeth, as you can hear, they're fucking badass.
They are, man. They can get me fucking pumped.
I mean, listen to this beautiful song. This track is out now, along with The Butcher. Go check it out. It is out on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, all the above. You know what I'm saying?
Check these guys out. They're fucking sick.
Yeah, so you can go check out Habits Have Teeth. They literally sent us chattering teeth like we talked about on the walk.
Oh, yeah.
They did. Yeah. It's in my office right now. Nah, they're great guys. So shout out to Habits Have Teeth. Justin Lee with the old fire. You got some fire right there.
Fire.
And, of course, Habits Have Teeth with the, right there, the horns, the devil horns. Yes. The freaking devil horns. Dude, I love it, man. I love seeing the new releases, man, that the local bands have released. There's just, you know, I want to get back into the show scene. Life's been hectic for everyone. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
But I am ready to get back. I'm ready to get back into some shows, maybe do some vendor spots. I know we keep saying that, but we got to do it. I really think that'd be great.
Yeah, snoop around.
Yeah.
See where we can sneak in.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. Uh-oh. I think this is the same person as last time, too, that asked a question similar to this. EMS19988 asks, random question. If you could choose anyone to see get tickled as a prank, who would it be? Okay, so we talked about celebrities last time.
We did.
But now we're talking about anyone.
Can they be alive or dead?
What did I know? Okay,
I'm only asking that if I were to see that person alive be tickled. Is that still an option, or do they have to be alive?
Well, I mean, if they're dead, I don't think they're going to feel it, so it doesn't count,
I know,
right?
But if you can, like, bring them back a little bit. And
bring them back a little bit?
Tickle them to death.
Give them a little tickle them back to death.
Be like, here you go, woke you up, just to torture you.
Yeah. Here you go. And take it.
Yep.
So.
Betty White.
Betty White. Well, she's dead.
Damn.
I know, she's dead, though, so I got to change my ink.
Anyone, I suppose, alive, haha, they say.
Suppose a lot. All right.
Okay, anything, you know, just why not? Oh, yeah, we did chat before. Oh, it's the same person, I thought.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
What do you think? Oh, yeah, this person said Justin Bieber. Do you remember? I do remember. Yes. Do you guys remember?
The Justin Bieber question?
Oh, yeah.
What was that question?
Well, it was something along the lines. It was one of the would you rather or would. Yeah, something, one of those questions for dastardly decisions.
Oh.
And then this person came in and asked about tickling. I was like, ah.
I think Joe Biden would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
Probably piss himself.
Probably would. Piss and shit.
Well, he did call us that one time and
he'd
shit himself.
He'd probably blow out his
colostomy bag.
Colostomy bag.
Ooh. Yeah, that would be a scary situation, man.
I think Elvis would be. Elvis would be.
What the
funny.
Fuck is your goddamn issue? And that would be the sound.
Oh, no. Who tickled Joe Biden? Colossity bags all blown out.
I feel you'd say one another as a prank. I'd feel you say is one another. No, I want to see something like funny. Like, I want to see someone on their deathbed, like about to die,
right,
at a goddamn hospice or something. Like, they're 110 years old. They're about to just fucking pass away.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Well,
so before they're dead or on their deathbed, they should be tickled.
Yeah.
What if that actually saves them?
Oh. Just completely rejuvenates them.
Yeah, rejuvenates them, gives them long life. I think.
long living. Yeah.
Yes, that's the key to life. Yeah. Is to just be tickled every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Right before you die.
It stimulates the cells.
Yeah.
Stimulates their taint too,
because it's real charge.
Cells wear down and they can't. Now, what the science teacher in school pretend it's like a zipper going up and down and eventually wears down?
Yeah,
that's what my science teacher said for cells. But
for cells.
But yeah, what if
perfect
you,
cell.
What if you get tickled and then you get rejuvenated and then all of a sudden you're off your deathbed doing backflips?
I don't know.
Like
an elbow drops and you're grabbing Sprite.
Like
or Dr. Pepper.
Charlie's uncle in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Bedridden forever.
Bedridden forever, but then he gets up.
Then he gets up and he's all like, hey, look what I can do.
Everything's good.
Dancing around
hard.
And
when he was dancing, he had a rock hard boner the whole time.
The
whole time. It was such a weird scene. I was like, oh my god, his cock is just like there.
Boom.
I didn't like it.
I was just like, I didn't understand the movie at that point.
I didn't like where's this
going? That's not the right Chocolate Factory.
What?
I got
no.
it.
No.
Damn, he went
he
there.
He went there. But this person went here. Like, who would you choose if it was out of the U3?
To get tickled?
Yeah, I guess. I mean.
I'd like to see M-Bomb tickled.
Man, really? Yeah, me too. Yeah. I hate torture, man.
I've seen you get tickled.
That's torture.
I tickling for me is torture.
It's
I am
torture.
Super sensitive, and my girlfriend knows it.
This is the kind of shit that McKamey Manor would do.
Yeah, just tickle people.
Just fucking tickle him to almost death. The brink of death. And we're going to talk about that when Andrew's back.
I think you could.
I think.
Because I think it just stops your breathing and fucks it up so bad.
Why?
I don't know. I guess it's safe to say this person loves tickling. I mean, do they like getting tickled? Do you like getting tickled yourself?
Yeah, I'm just taint tickling.
Yeah, it's a little caress. You know what I'm saying?
Get the long feather in there.
Long feather? A little feather duster?
Yeah.
You got to dust the taint once in a while, right?
Yep.
In the shower?
Oh.
Or in the bathtub?
Tickling can lead to death.
Ooh.
From asphyxia, brain aneurysms, or other stress-related injuries.
Well, that 110-year-old hospice person's definitely going to die.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just a given.
Well, tickling in increments, not just like full-on fledged for hours until you like, you know, convulse and die.
Oh, no. The Romans used tickling as torture.
I gotta ask: is this person a man or a woman? What do you identify as? Because
I am computer.
I'm just curious because this is a crazy thing. No, I hate getting tickled. It's horrible, and it is. I gotta say though, do you think men or women hate being tickled more?
It's gotta be men.
No, right? I think women hate it more. Honestly, I do. I feel like that's
I don't know.
I think they like tickling, but they don't like getting tickled more. That's what I think.
No, I think it's guys.
I think it depends.
I don't know, man. That's a hard one, right?
Because everyone reacts to it differently.
I've heard
stories.
Imagine
if your girlfriend just up and tickling you in public.
No.
I think it's more embarrassing than if a girl gets tickled in public.
But
they can brush it off. A guy can be like, you know, what if he like lets out like some high-pitched girl laugh?
Stop it.
Stop it. God. Stop it. Stop it. this person's fear is
tickled to death.
Their feet being trapped and tickled for hours.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
I would definitely.
You'd want to just get a.
If you're continuously tickled for.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, that's okay. All right. Owen's got a phone call. He's doing it the right way, not talking on the microphone. shots fired. Then they said men. Yeah, I don't know. That's a toss-up because I really feel like it depends. It depends on the person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've heard stories, though, where women are getting tickled and they kick somebody in the head. It happens.
Hey.
But I think guys could do it, too. But if they were to kick a woman in the head, they got a problem.
Yeah,
that's a problem. Not good. I think women are more ticklish, but men hate being tickled more as they may want to seem macho. And this person says, that's why I chose Justin as he's got such an ego, and I wish I could read it, but Windows decided to get in the way. And then this person said, he'd be so embarrassed. I mean, LOL. Shots fired, Jerry Motions, of course, says. Always shots fired, as we like.
Shots fired.
Getting some love here from some bands, you know? Just doing our things here. But yes, I got to say, though, being tickled, not... Jesus Christ. There's a lot of things to read through. But it's okay. I guess I get the point here. Yes, the tickling part, I personally don't like it. I don't like the tickles. I don't like it. I mean, Ghosts definitely doesn't like it.
I hate it.
It's just, we know Omen doesn't like it.
Yeah. And my fiance fully knows that I'm ticklish and takes full advantage.
Do you give away the secrets? Or did she just find out?
She just found out.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You can't tell this
She's all like, hey, I'm going to poke you here. And next thing you know, I'm like fucking seizing. In bed, I'm like, oh, fuck. Don't flash any lights in my eyes.
Yeah, don't do that. You guys are fun. Love your personalities. Thank you. We try our best.
I have multiple.
Well, we do. We have multiple personalities on the show, and I'm not talking about the actual human body sitting at the studio.
Ew.
It doesn't always happen that way. It's just in my mind.
All up here?
All up in the head.
It's part of the dark arts.
And it is part of the dark arts. And then we get harassed, or told, out of you three, I choose you. Out of who? You? Ghost? Is that who their person? I don't know.
It sounds like a Pokemon there.
I choose you. Yeah. Jerry says, I love you boys. Also, I hate tickling. It makes me feel like I don't have control of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Does it not make you have control of your bowels?
Yeah. No, it can
really screw you up.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's why they used to use it as torture.
Do you think the Chinese use this as like a form of torture for their prisoners of, I don't know, what do you call it? Prisoners of war? POWs?
Yeah. Oh, I think their methods are more horrible.
Unorthodox.
Deplorable.
Deplorable and all the above.
Yeah.
All the above. I'm trying to fix this microphone here. All right. Then we get, what are your names? Well, I'm M-Bomb. I'm the host of the show.
Ghost.
Ghost is across from me. Omen has taken a phone call.
Yes.
The proper way. Because an old co-host decided to answer their phone while on the show, and mm-hmm. I was asking what the hell this person was doing, and then she was like,
like fully just having a conversation.
Yeah, full conversation, full-blown conversation, like she was talking to multiple personalities. It's just, it's an all-around good time here on the show when somebody's not doing that.
Yeah. So, no, he did the right thing.
He did the right thing. I'm doing the right thing because I think all of us need to talk about the Strange Saloon when we finally are all back together again because it has to do with us as people in general.
Yeah.
Because I think this Strange Saloon really just is an eye-opener as it goes into dark places that you just, you know, it's not good.
Yeah.
But I think it needs to be talked about for sure. Okay, M-Bomb, I'd choose you out of three to see you get tickled. Haha, sorry. Oh, okay, I guess I'll just be tortured like a prisoner of war.
There you go.
Getting waterboarded and tickled at the same time.
Mm.
Like at McCamey Manor, because McCamey Manor, that documentary was a little eye-opening. I mean, I did my research on it, but then you really get the scoop. But I really want to dive into that with Andrea, because I think she watched it. And I believe she's got...
And from what I know, she actually knows the owner.
Yes.
So
she knows Ross McCamey.
Definitely would have expert insight into the situation.
That's why I definitely want to save that for the show she comes back on, because that's a really huge topic.
Which, will she be here for the Halloween hangover?
No, she won't.
November.
It'll be, I think she said November 11th, if I'm not mistaken. So are you going to both admit where you're most ticklish? Might as well say now. Man, this person really wants to know all about us.
They want to know.
And I think you're giving up the secrets by saying that.
Yeah,
so
no.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
I don't give out intimate details about myself online.
Or offline.
Yeah, right. my fiance just found out by herself. She was all like, look what I can do.
And she did it.
Yeah.
And here we are.
But no. Yeah. I'm not going to go around actively telling people where I am ticklish.
Because then the next thing you know, you're out in public.
You're getting punched in the throat.
Yeah, it's scary.
No, it's not fun.
It's not fun. I just not my favorite thing. But
no.
What are we at here? So we have this let me see here. People left disgusted after seeing the price of drinks at Las Vegas's Sphere. This should be illegal, in quote. So the Sphere was built here recently. I think it was like, over $1 billion?
I think so. Yeah.
It was like some expensive-ass structure they had.
It's just a giant LED bulb.
Yeah, they have eyeballs sometimes.
Emojis.
On there. Yeah, they have emojis. They have like the sun right now, as you can see it.
The moon.
Sometimes the moon.
Is that the menu up there?
I don't know.
After.
I kind of want to know what's going on with that. Can we... Let's get some pricing, Ghost. I know you're on the computer, so let's get some pricing on that. I want to see what the prices of these drinks are, because I read the article, but it didn't really show the prices too much from what I was reading, and I didn't really have too much time to look too much into it at the time. So, look, prices at shows and all that are already expensive, but you got to understand something. It's Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's going to be expensive anyways. But, you know, I guess to offset that cost and the expenses of this Sphere, you're going to raise the prices of certain things. Of course, you're going to raise the prices of drinks. But how much are you going to raise those prices? Are you going to raise them to like $20 a beer? Like, what's this look like? I'm very curious as to.
No, but it's $7 for a bottle of water.
That's outrageous. I think that's an egregious price.
Yeah.
I think that's egregious.
But you can bring in your own empty plastic water bottle and fill it at a drinking fountain.
You can.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess.
A fountain soda, $7. Or souvenir soda, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah.
$14.
$14.
Oh, look, the menu.
And here it is.
Let's see.
Y'all got some menu? What do we got?
Specialty cocktail, Quantum Root.
Oh.
$30.
$30?
Yep.
For a drink.
A margarita. Oh. $20.
Wow.
Wine.
Oh.
$20.
That's pretty egregious.
Premium liquor, $15. $30.
Okay.
$15 for a single. $30 for a double.
What?
Yeah. So you want like rum and coke?
Yeah. What? Come on.
Yep.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, well, you got premium liquor, deluxe liquor, and ultra liquor.
Life hack, everybody. Pre-game, before you go to this place, get a ride, a designated driver, an Uber, whatever. Get there. Already tanked.
Oh, my God. Do not. Oh, my fuck.
You might as well just get drunk at home and then have somebody drive you to this place.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you right now, this is not a good thing. You're going to be out of like hundreds
of
dollars.
I'm
going
to throw up.
Oh, what's going
draft on? Draft beer.
Okay, what
guess,
is it?
Guess how much? Just ballpark it.
I'm going to do a little bit of a price point here. Just regular beer, $20.
Close, 18.
Oh!
Domestic premium is 19.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
I tell you know what? I don't like that.
That's not good.
That's just terrible. I think that's just... You know, I understand this place costs tons of money to build, but come on. Someone's gotta say something.
That's like fucking movie theater prices.
Yeah, yeah. You go to the movie theater, you pay like $11 for a ticket, maybe not. I don't know, maybe it's more now. I haven't been in a while. It's more. Probably $20.
Unless you go to the matinee. Like,
yeah, matinee.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you got a fucking $40 popcorn and drink.
Yep.
And the candy itself is like $12.
Yep.
That's ridiculous. All right, we have one last tickle thing. Funny thought. What would tickle most? Feathers, a hairbrush, et cetera, et cetera.
Feather.
Yeah. Depending on the material of the hairbrush, I'd say maybe the hairbrush, depending. And also,
a hairbrush would be more annoying than ticklish.
It might be annoying. Like, it depends. I would just get
pissed off.
But yeah, I'd have to go with the feather myself.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I could see that being annoying.
Or, you know, just fingers. Like when people physically touch you.
When they finger blast you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not good. Nobody wants.
Not about it.
Nah, I'm not about the contact, man. Remember back in the day, you're in school and you're doing some like work.
Yeah.
And then the teacher would come up from behind you and put their hand on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hated that.
Hated it.
Don't touch me. Nope. I don't want it.
They're not supposed to.
Well, now it's probably different. I remember back in the day. Now you're talking like 20 years ago. Oh, this is back in middle school.
The good old days.
The best old days, right? There was a Spanish teacher. I'm not going to name names. It's in your blog. But this guy was a Spanish teacher, and he got caught. Well, he got blown in by the females, you know, the girls of the school. He was reading across the shirt, so it would say Abercrombie or something like that. And he would literally put his hand on them as he's reading it across.
Oh.
So he got fired for this. It was
rightfully
rightfully so, right?
Touching. Ew.
Yeah, not good. And then on top of that, he got fired, and about a year goes by, and the guy had a mustache, right? Well, somebody had clipped an article from the newspaper of this guy.
Yeah.
And he was being tried for rape
of a
minor. And you know what he did? What? He shaved his mustache.
What, to alter his appearance?
I think so. Because he probably thought, oh, nobody's going to notice me.
I mean, back in the day, maybe, but...
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I just was like, is this guy for real?
Mm.
Now, yeah. I tried going back to find the article these days, but you got to think that was back in, what, 2004? So I couldn't find it. But anyways, this happened, and people that went to school in the area, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about, because it was a huge thing back then.
Oh, no, there was a substitute in middle school for our technology class.
Oh.
And we would go to the computer lab and do a bunch of shit, learn.
You'll learn a roux.
And he got busted by a student watching porn on one of the fucking school computers.
What an idiot. Come on.
With students sitting right next to him.
Right. What are you
within
doing?
Within view.
What are you doing?
Like.
Couldn't wait to go home.
You don't do that by accident.
No, you don't do that by accident. They also don't find you going on these sites on accident.
No.
They know that what the hell's going on.
They know.
I remember back in the day, libraries would have the computer, and you'd be on the computer doing things instead of your work. You'd be on, like, YouTube watching funny videos, and the next thing you know, you see the mouse moving around by itself and click the X off. Because the people that were in there, like the librarians, had access to that.
They did.
They see this shit.
It was weird.
Yeah, I didn't like that. That was a little weird. But I get it.
Understandable.
I get it.
You know.
And at the same time, it's like, dude, you know you're at a school. You're at a public place.
Yeah.
You got to understand, they're probably watching every move that you make on there.
Oh, yeah. Everything. Site blockers, all that.
All the above. It's just, it's not good when you're that stupid and you're teaching kids and you're in the classroom around kids watching porn.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a no-no.
No,
don't do that.
Don't do that. It's not a good look.
No,
you're gonna get predator posted by Skeet Hansen if you do that.
Turns out that substitute was a child predator.
Why am I not surprised? How does I mean? Does it ever occur to these guys or women
to not screen these people?
Yeah, I mean,
background check.
Background check. But then again, there's times where people don't have any history, criminal history like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then
it just happens
to be found. Like, it's insane.
It's weird.
It is weird. Oh, man, everything okay, man?
Yeah, everything's good. Out of nowhere, my dad just wanted to say hi.
Oh.
Dude, that's awesome.
Cool.
I like that.
It's been a minute since I talked to him, but yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Not too bad.
That's what you want to hear.
Caught up a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want to hear. All right, I think it's time. Omen's back.
What did I miss?
You missed, we talked about middle school, how a guy that used to teach Spanish there got fired, then a year later got arrested for rape of a minor.
Yep.
Was in the newspaper with no mustache this time. Oh, wait, that's the wrong Jesus. I thought I was a little...
That scared me.
Yeah.
I was so startled.
I was like, wait a minute, that's not supposed to... I was wondering what that noise was, but then I realized what happened.
All right. Yeah, so that's a story.
That's a story. Yeah. But let's get to this story. It's called The Strange Saloon. This is our segment where we dive into some really dark, dark shit. So get ready. Here we go.
Yes.
The Strange Saloon. Everybody, get your drinks.
Get your drinks.
I want you to understand right now what we're about to dive into.
Skull.
We just did a cheers, so I hope you cheers the screen or your phone or whatever yours are watching.
Yep. What do we got?
All right. So, Ghost, you recently got engaged.
I did.
Okay. And it makes you feel good. You know, it's an exciting start to your chapter of life.
Yeah.
In relationship. Omen, you're probably on your way there. I mean, you can't give away tips.
I won't kiss and tell.
Yeah, you won't kiss and tell. I mean, but your girlfriend and you have been together for a while now.
Yeah.
I'm married myself.
Yep. And got a baby.
And got a baby now, yes.
Yeah. Got to go with your baby.
So, we all understand that in other countries, there are different kinds of cultures.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that in places like Japan, there are very strict rules in society where if one, especially if one gets divorced... they are frowned upon. They are actually judged negatively by not only their peers, but especially their families.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like, back in the day, getting divorced was, like, super shunned upon.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, I want to talk to you tonight about a site called Danasheen.com, otherwise known in English.
That sounds odd.
Yeah, it sounds very bad, right? Just before I say it, what do you think it means?
It sounds like vanishing.
Danasheen.com.
What language is that?
That's Japanese.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right.
That's not the language I was going to.
Well, no, yeah, stands for husbanddie.com.
Oh.
All right. So that's what it stands for. Now, Danishin.com, let's just put it this way. This was inspired by Death Note. And so wives are on there just going about their days, typing things out. And I'll give you some examples here in just a moment. But they post things such as,
how they want their husband to die?
Yeah, they put it out there, right? So a lot of them talk to the god of death, where they wish upon their husband's health issues, accidents, you know, things like that, in order for them to be dead. Posts describing step-by-step on how to kill your husband are on there. An example, poisoning your husband, that's on there. You know, they wish things upon their husband's, like a car crash, such and such, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And it really makes you wonder, like, what brings somebody to that point to hate your spouse that much where you would go on a website? Not even go on a website. Somebody started this website, right? What was their life like in that marriage?
Well, they probably had a shitty marriage, and they wanted to vent about it in a very dark way.
And since divorce was frowned
upon. And then, you know, if you post stuff on the internet, darkness will follow.
Yeah, no,
darkness finds dark.
Oh, yeah.
Completely understand that.
Yes, keep the ambiance music going.
So let's
You want to say something?
That's interesting. Only because, like, they divorcing someone is so frowned upon.
Yes. Now remember,
but having them killed.
Yeah.
I don't think they're trying to have. Well, I mean, they're just. I think it's a venting process. Yes,
well,
they may
hate. Their alternative to divorce, is it not?
Yes, it is, because they can't get the divorce. The only thing they can do is probably wish upon
kill
death.
Their spouse.
And they would probably talk to a god or a demon. Or
they do.
Make an offering or something. I can't remember. Well, in their culture, I don't know who the Lord of Death is in their culture.
That's fun. Wait, Japanese?
Japanese.
Yes. This is originating in Japan.
I don't know which god or entity or demon that or they betray as that is.
Shinigami. Yes.
I'm going to be honest with you. Both have to divorce. They have to agree to divorce. One person in the marriage can be okay with the divorce. Both of them have to be okay with being divorced.
Well, that's how it is here in the States.
Yes.
Like, but you both have to sign
well,
the divorce
papers. You can still file for divorce, and then the other one would just be an asshole and just never sign the papers.
Yeah.
So
which
here's...
isn't there a grace period on that, though? Once it's filed, I think it definitely needs to be finished at some point. Which then I think you can make someone serve them papers.
Here in the States.
Yes. I think that would turn into someone serving them papers. And I think that would be like, because once you're served, it doesn't, it could be for any other thing.
You can yes. No, you can get divorced with only one signature.
Here.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought you need both.
Nope.
But in Japan, you need both.
You need that other person's signature, though. You don't need yours. You just need that person to confirm it. And if that person doesn't sign that paper...
No, you can get it without your spouse's signature.
Hmm. I guess the terms have changed.
Well, if the spouse refuses to sign, or they're missing, or ran away.
Oh. Poison.
Or not wanting the marriage to end. So, yeah, it can be done.
But. Yeah. Yeah, but you're jumping through hoops and over there in Japan to get divorced. Now, all of a sudden, you get shunned. You get, you know, looked down upon by your family and friends and everything else.
So, do you think they're making offerings or something, or doing spells, or
well, I would assume the husband is the offering.
Well, not only
yes
the husband.
No, but how do you start that process? Like, I'm trying to understand this website. Is this like an actual website where you would summon this entity to take care of this business?
Or are you just hiring a hitman?
Now, this is an English translated version of it, but this is what the website looks like. This is it's running today, guys. I want my husband to die right now. She thinks about it every day. And they have a count on here if you look at it real closely. And I'm going to zoom in just a little bit. It says 17 husbands who died in September 2023. And above that, it says, please die. It's not fair that there aren't people better than you in this world. And then there's buttons down below. Ranking until my husband dies. And then the other one says, pick up Death Note, new registration. So this website is still...
It almost kind of is like Death Note.
It almost is.
Kind of.
Well, it was inspired by it. So,
very much
so. Do you
so.
Think once they fantasize and explain how they want it done, do you think there's someone in there who messages them privately in their DMs, be like, I can do that?
I'd almost bet money on it.
Yeah. I think would. I think that would be like an underground hitman site, to be honest.
Yeah. Because no way would they advertise. Like, that's a very specific number. 17.
So here's the site now live on the screen. We're just going to scroll through this. This one here, this was posted today, actually. It's Saturday, October 14th, 2023. So let's just read this one here. This is live right now as we go along. This is happening in real time. Even though I can't help but feel sleepy right now, I'm waking up drinking an energy drink so I can have some shit with my partner. Now remember, guys, this is translated on Google.
Yeah.
This is actually written in Japanese kanji. Okay, so just remember, this the wording is going to be weird.
Yeah, the wording's definitely going to be weird in that
culture. It won't be a perfect translation, yes. So just, bear
so,
with us.
Just as they said, dealing so I can have some shit with my partner already threw me off.
Yes.
Because that was already like broken English.
Right. So it says, fatigue builds up from dealing with shitty people every day, and I can't move my body today.
And I totally fucking agree.
One day I woke up and found myself sleeping, and no matter how much I slept, I couldn't wake up. And even though it was my precious day off, I felt sorry for my child. This is all because of shit. Even though I can't help but feel sleepy right now, I drink an energy drink and stay awake to deal with this shit. That's why I can't sleep when I want to. Tomorrow, I'll have another shitty partner, hell. It's really only harmful to be alive. I want it to disappear as soon as possible. I want to go to court and get a divorce, but I don't have the money or time. My family and people at work are always worried about whether I'm okay. It all started when we first started talking about divorce, and because of the children involved, we expressed our feelings and didn't divorce. All I can do is sigh. My marriage was also a failure. But my biggest mistake was not making a decision through discussion that day, even though I had forgiven her because I had found a child. That threw me off because it says her.
Yeah, it does say her.
I want to go back to that day.
Guys can go on here.
God of death, please come and get this shit quickly. Please. Please. So this is today, and they're still talking to the God of death.
Yeah.
This person here. I'll show you another example of things in just a moment from previous posts, but again, this is today, October 14th. My mother told me that it was my fault, that my son didn't study for entrance exams. Damn you, husband. She told me that it was her mother's fault that her son didn't study for entrance exams. What's more, he told me that if he became a private student, he wouldn't pay for it. So, should pay for it. What are you talking about without even including your own living expenses? Shit that doesn't even pay for school lunches. Seriously, die. It's just...
I'm a little confused on that one.
It is a little confusing. Like I said, there's a language thing going on there.
Yeah.
But I believe that, you know, it's essentially the same thing across the board. Here's some other ones that I was looking at. What do I have to do to get you to die? Hurry up already. I pray for it every single fucking day. You're the most selfish person I've ever met. Even the kids hate you. So there's no need for you here. My life started its downfall because I met you. You should have never become a husband or a father. I'm the one who is the biggest fool in all of this for not being able to see it, that until it was too late. Just fucking disappear from this universe. Just disappear. You can just sense the hatred here.
Yeah.
Towards
there's a lot
the husband. Here's one right here. My mother told me... Oh, wait, no, this is the one I already went through, actually. I screen capped that one, never mind. So we're going to go to this one. I keep telling myself that I will be patient until my child becomes of high school age, but every day is nothing but pain. Don't you understand that when you say you won't show your smartphone, you're admitting it? Reserve insurance. Full expectation. Die before that and make amends. Like, there's some strong wording going on there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's... I don't even know. I would say animosity towards these people's husbands. Like, so here we go with this one. My husband died. Finally, he died. Thank you for granting the god of death my wish. I will spend a lot of time laughing from now on. Now, this person's wish came true. And then...
What was the previous post before that?
I don't know exactly. But here's the response to it. Congratulations. I envy you. I want to sleep too. I hope that your future will be wonderful. God of death, I also want to be freed from my damn husband. Please take ours with you as well. So...
Yeah, that's a hit. So.
This is dark.
I like how demons and like shit like that went electronic.
Electronic.
Demon time.
They upgraded. I bet before that you would have to.
They
like,
modernized
like,
themselves.
I bet before that you had to like look into a mirror in the darkness by candlelight and like
say their
burn
name three
fucking
times.
Rose petal.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Drip blood over it.
But yeah, it's some pretty. Interesting stuff.
It is very interesting. Colin says this shit is dark as fuck. It is. This is the stuff that happens with the Strange Saloon, and we're probably going to start doing this more. I would like to, just because there's a lot to talk about and discuss here. What are your guys' initial thoughts on this? We understand that this probably wouldn't fly here in America, but it's a different culture.
I'm pretty sure that this is in America. I'm pretty sure there's some talk channel somewhere that does the same thing.
Oh, yeah, on the dark web.
Oh, on the dark web, yes.
I'm sure it's out there. But to have a website like that in their country, I thought maybe their internet's not as restricted as, like, Asia's or North Korea.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, all Japanese and Asian culture that had, like, fucking restricted internet, but I guess there's... There's my water.
All right,
I
so
did bring it down.
You mentioned Shinigami, right, Ghost?
Yes.
So let's talk about this one here. It says it's comfortable not having to talk because this family is separated, but the strange whistling and coughing is annoying. I spend every day wishing that my shitty ass behind husband would go to the afterlife as soon as possible. I don't need an incompetent shitty husband who doesn't pay for my living expenses. I'm comfortable living separately at home and not having conversations. But I have a son who is annoying with his weird whistling and coughing. I'm also proud of the conversation. Thank you very much, Shinigami. I want to report the Death Note.
The Shinigami is actually the actual term they use in Death Note.
Well, they're using it here now, too.
Yes, that's the background culture actually adds up, which is nice.
Yeah, so as you can see, there's...
And it's cool because Death Note is one of my favorite fucking animes ever.
He's like, it's cool that these women are wishing death on these guys.
I'm a huge fucking fan. The only reason I like Death Note is because Light Yagami was always planning ahead of what his next move was so he didn't get caught. And I used that show to help me get motivated because I had moments in my life where I felt stuck. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how to plan my next move. And I used that show as motivation because I was watching him just plan and just be so strategic. And I was like, you know, I'd used that show 3 times in my life to motivate myself, and it worked.
Good.
I'm not joking because I watched the character Light Yagami, who has the Death Note. He was like strategizing. What was his next move? Keep a step ahead and just like, you know, and I try to apply that in my next life. And I was like, you know, do I want to fix something at home? Do I want to organize? Do I want to, you know, switch jobs or, mm-hmm. you know, how do I plan out my billing expenses or, you know, just like, just to stay ahead and, you know, I don't know. I used it as a motivational thing and I was very inspired by that show because I liked how it operated.
Yeah.
You know, and it kept me going. And although it is a good storyline too.
Do you ever think that maybe, and I know maybe this is far-fetched, but it's a weird theory. Do you ever think that shows like that have a supernatural effect to them where they, maybe there is something that does, you know, kind of have an effect on you like that?
So are you saying that an entity that needs a physical, mental background to it to manifest and be real?
Yeah, I mean, like, how you got inspired and used the show to be motivated. Do you think there was maybe... I'm just saying as a theory, do you maybe think that there is a possibility that there's something within the series itself that might have reached out and touched you in a way that kind of motivated you?
I don't know. I was just super intrigued by the step-by-step planning of having a contingency plan. And that's one of my favorite words, is contingency, is having a backup plan to just, like, you know, if that doesn't fall through, what's my next move? You know, zigzag when I should have dashed or something, you know, just to plan out. Just having a plan is a reinsurance thought instead of just going at it in the dark.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I'm just going to wing it. Which I kind of do. I won't lie. I live in the moment. I wing it. I've done it many a times, but I also like to plan to when I can.
Yeah.
When I can, if I can, if I need to.
Yeah.
Or, you know, on the other hand, I just kind of wing it and just go by day.
What I find strange about this is that it's still on there. I feel like this website, if it was more, I guess, more talked about.
They have very loose internet freedom over there.
It's kind of crazy because China's very the opposite. They have a very strict, tight hold.
I think North Korea is even stricter.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, I think it would go Japan, Asia, North Korea.
Russia.
Oh, you think Russia's even worse in their internet restrictions?
Because
I thought North Korea was the worst.
No, I'd say North Korea is worse, but I think Russia would be up there too.
I'm just, you know, what do you guys think would happen if this was originated in America? Do you think it would have been shut down?
Imagine, you have to imagine if there's a husband. So this is the wife's talking about the husband website.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a husband talking about the wife website somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be, right?
There's got to
be. Both sides of the story.
So yeah.
But you got to understand it's different cultures. It's different times.
Yeah.
You know, their culture is probably poisoned to how they see us living over here. We have more freedom. You know, maybe they're treated differently over there and they just want to be treated like how we are or something. You know, tradition dies. Time goes by and things change.
Yeah.
Things will always change and upgrade. And, you know, you'll start seeing things that weren't accepted become accepted.
Yeah.
And that's the world that we're living in. Like pride.
Yeah.
That is a huge thing that I am seeing being socially accepted and is becoming so odd to me in my mind that it's becoming so accepted. And I just keep coming. It's, oh, the government knows that it's something that can be profitable on if they support it.
Yep.
And it's also supporting a depopulation.
Yeah.
If you're homosexual or, you know, anything like that nature that will prevent you from having a kid, of course they're going to step behind it. Anything to depopulate the world, they're going to be behind it because the world's getting overpopulated right now. And that's the main goal of the government, is depopulating the world by, I don't know, 3 billion people.
Yeah, sounds about right.
That's minimum. If they can go over that, they'll be proud.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, with what you just said and everything else about cultures and all that, I really do believe that that's a huge key factor as to why this website's still up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still going, obviously, because it's been posted on today.
I mean, you look at it doesn't really cause any harm.
Unless they get killed.
That we know of. But it does.
So,
in the fact, so, though...
Go ahead, Emma.
There are literally step-by-step guides on some of these posts on how to poison your husband, how to kill them.
Which I understand.
In a very discreet way.
Yeah. And if anything happens. But it's still, I would excuse the site as venting.
I mean,
can you get information on it behind the scenes? Of course you can. But to me, I just look at it as a venting site.
But could you see it as a freedom of speech in that country?
It should be a freedom of speech.
But not.
That's what it falls
But do they
under.
Have that
But here
right,
in America, it does.
But do they have that right over there? They have freedom of speech.
Japanese does?
Yep.
Japanese have.
Okay, so that's what that is. It's freedom of speech.
Japan has freedom of speech.
If someone dies.
I didn't know that.
Accidentally after you make a post, it doesn't make it suspicious. It may happen.
But if
some reason, if a shimigami comes morphing through the wall and fucking kills her husband, and all of a sudden you see that, and like. You go, holy shit, I just made
it. Okay, but if you poison them and they go
But that's you taking it into your own hands. They're praying to the Shinigami to do it for them. And then there's people
saying, but if they get step-by-step instructions on how to do it, and then they follow through with it.
That's called impatience. If you're trying to pray to a god of death, one of the Shinigamis, you have to wait for them to do it themselves.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it yourself and start poisoning them, and then you're just doing matters into your own hands, you're becoming impatient, and then you're going to become faulty, and then you're going to get caught.
Yeah.
No, do it the right way. But look up the way to
God of summon Death could just be the fucking name the sight runner is using. So they ask them for help.
Here's the thing. I think we forgot this one key part that we didn't really touch upon.
Okay.
It's not just husbands that are being wished death upon.
Children.
Nope.
Oh.
No.
Pets.
Nope. Guess one more time.
Government officials.
No.
Oh, then I'm
older
super...
family members.
Themselves. Oh, to get inheritance. Oh, they're suicide. They're
wishing the death upon Arigiri. Themselves. Just... Yeah.
Arigiri.
Yeah.
They know. They think to themselves, it's such a bad...
Is committing suicide yourself.
Yes.
So, but if you're asking for like death upon your...
suicide.
But they're wishing, like, accidents, you know, accidental deaths or
I guess if they
illnesses
see that's
on themselves.
The only way is just that it's just to get rid of all the pain. Get away from your bastard husband. Get away from the money problems. Get away from your... Maybe the kid doesn't like you or you're not getting...
Get away from everything.
You know, just get away from everything. Just wish death upon yourself, I guess.
And they do. Just be like, yeah. They wish that upon themselves by through the death god.
Well, Japan is also known for what?
The Suicide Forest?
Yes.
Yeah.
Suicide Forest, which I watched a movie on. It was really fucking cool. I forgot the name of the movie. I wish I could tell you all.
Yeah, Logan Paul went there.
And he did. Well, and he laughed and pointed at a dead body.
What an idiot.
On camera.
That was a very stupid thing to do.
And his cock was out.
It was.
Again. Another film with their cock out. I don't know.
Just terrible, terrible things.
Yeah.
But
pretty sure.
All in all, though, I look at this as a very, very terrible thing. To even get to a point where you're mentally at that stage where you need to create a site or participate in it, it's very sad. As somebody who's married myself... I wouldn't want to be in a relationship like that.
I was
going to
ask you, like, because you're in that boat more than all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, you would wish that you're doing everything to not be a part of something like that.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. Yeah.
No, like, prolonged
you don't want your significant other to wish death on you.
No. Especially now that you have a child?
Right.
God.
Well, these people have children too, man. That's the thing. Like, it's crazy.
That's
right.
It's baffling.
It is.
But I also understand the separation of cultures.
You came up with this topic, and I was like, oh, my God, this must be a little touchy for you because
it was interesting.
You're the person who's a little more relatable to this storyline or subject. And I was like, okay.
It was very interesting. I came across it through a video, and I did some more research on this. I actually obviously went to the website myself, saw that it was still up. And as you can see right here, again, if you're just tuning in, it is up. It's here. This website's still active, and you can go on it right now and check it out. But this is what it initially looks like. This is exactly what it's meant to look like, just like this, with the Japanese kanji.
Yep.
And you know, just it's a little horrifying to think that this is something that is on the internet, not even on the dark web or anything like that. It's right here in plain sight. And people are wishing death on their husbands, themselves, et cetera, et cetera. And again, they're even going step by step at some points to tell you how to do exactly that, how to kill your husband. So if you have any questions, comments, or answers for us, let us know. Go to our email, theembalmeffect@gmail.com. Give us a call, 855-EMBALM19, which is 855-622-5619. You can leave a comment down below. Whatever the case may be, what are your thoughts on it? What are some of the answers you got from this? And what are the questions you have along with us? Because I have a lot of questions myself. Who made it? And, drove somebody to create such a heinous website? It's
definitely
just,
interesting.
It is an interesting...
It's definitely, yeah. It's
and I'm glad you decided to shed some light on it.
Yeah. I think that the more conversations are had about these things, the more answers we might get.
Through the microphone, I heard that.
Crack?
My necky.
Yes, that website, very dark, very crazy, very real.
It's messed up.
You know what else is real? So last night, my wife and I, Fridays, we go to dinner with my parents. Oh, you know, have a nice night. And I was awaiting a package that was supposed to arrive sometime that day. And it didn't happen yet. So I was like, all right, it'll probably come. And then we leave. And in the middle of the car ride, because we rode with my parents, because they had a van, you know, they have a van, and we just, you know, we put the baby in there and all that. And I get this on my on our doorbell camera.
Oh, geez.
Let's rewind this so you can see exactly what happened. Yeah. And then, remind you, there's electronics in there.
Yep.
An Amazon driver decided to forget. I mean, look at this. Look where they are. It's not hard. You take a few steps.
And put it down.
And put it down. You lay it down. What do?
Maybe build a frame around it, too.
Yeah. No, they just throw the package right on our front step.
So, did you open said package?
Yes.
It's on their table.
It is.
That centerpiece?
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So you ordered a centerpiece.
Well, it was more than that. It was just the tree and all that. But Mr. Amazon here decided it was just too hard, very hard, to take a few steps. A few steps.
Yep.
Just to put it down nice and gently.
Set it down.
Now, what do? You do this. You just go, fuck your package. Yeah. So, Amazon.
No, I'd go on there and report them.
Amazon.
I actually would.
Amazon, do better. And whoever is employed in the area. I mean,
you guys
are
getting raises and shit.
Not even that. It's just, dude, you know. It's just respect. It's about respect. I mean,
yeah.
If you hate your job, quit. Go find somewhere else to work. Right. Don't make other people have to suffer. I mean, Nick, if that was like literally glass in there, it would have been fucking broken.
Right.
Oh yeah. No, I'm surprised the lights on that didn't shatter.
And when I saw that, I told that to Kat. I go, I hope those lights are not fucking broken.
Yeah.
Because I knew what it was. Oh, good question. Colin asked, I wonder if anyone has ever been convicted with this site. That's a good question.
Oh, that is a very good question.
That I didn't see. I didn't really go that far into it. Maybe.
If someone was actually convicted with being a suspect of that after
suspicious
seeing that.
Circumstances.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible.
Sorry. I gotta pee.
That's okay.
Yeah,
we're
getting there, too.
We're gonna probably end this thing here, and we're gonna end it, actually.
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah, we're going to end it right now.
All right.
Because it's a little bit past the time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, yes, next week we're not going to be on. So,
yeah,
bear in mind.
With it.
Bear in mind, we will be back on the 28th. And that will be the Halloween Hangover. Yes. And I believe we are doing a Power Hour. I think we're doing a Power Hour. Everyone's down for a Power Hour.
I'm here for it.
What'd you say, the 28th?
Yeah,
the 20th.
The Halloween Hangover.
It's our Halloween episode.
That's the day we get dressed up.
Yeah, okay.
And we just go balls to the wall Halloween because that's our WrestleMania Super Bowl right there. You know what I'm saying?
Our spooktacular.
Spooktacular. If you haven't already, go to our YouTube channel, like, subscribe, and hit the bell to get all the updates on when we go live. Go to our Facebook page if you haven't already. We're almost to 1,000. Please help us get there.
Ding, ding, ding.
Please
hit
do.
Hit the like button, bitch.
Follow us
hit
everywhere, like. Button real life.
That's
please.
Right. And don't forget, support the show. Represent the dirty. You can always go to TheMBombEffect.com or TheMBombEffect.BigCartel.com. Buy some gear. Get some merch.
Yep.
And
it's
support
like Drug
the
Cartel, but for our merch.
Yeah. Cartel, Big Cartel for the merch. All the above. I mean, honestly, you're doing us a favor. You're doing yourself a favor. You're looking pretty fly. You're looking pretty goddamn good with that swag. So go get some stuff. You're supporting the show. Again, representing the dirty, being a part of the dirty, because we're absolute filthy animals here with the crew and outside the crew.
Speaking of dirty, my dirty 30 is coming up.
It is coming up, dude. How do you feel?
I hate it. I'm scared.
You're joining the 30s club.
My body is already giving up on me. I'm scared.
Ghost,
what happens?
You're going to be joining the 30s club?
In February?
Yeah.
You got some time. Settle down there, partner.
Hey, calm down.
You'll be turning 30. I'll be turning 33.
I said coming up. It's not right around the corner.
But we will see you live.
Bye, bitches.
On October 28th. Talk to you then.
Bye.
Everyone have a good time. Bye.
There goes the neighborhood. It's a good thing no one got seriously hurt.
Oh my God!
Whoops, spoke too soon. Don't get too wrecked. See you on the next one.
The M-Bomb Effect.